Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Gaiman's here. Rich is a good friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He is the author and the publisher and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, a thrice-weekly cyber column that I certainly encourage you to check out, and he's our good friend, Rich Gaiman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Rich, I went, you know, last time you were here after the debate, I said that that I went to a hockey game, and a debate broke out, you know, and this time I went to a foreign policy debate, and an economic debate broke out.
Well, I actually thought it was going to be more, they would have pivoted back to domestic policy more often and for longer than they actually did. I wrote about it for this today's column, and I said that they pivoted, I think, at the 15-minute mark, and then of course they closed with domestic policy. Well, because both of them realized that, you know, the state of Myanmar U.S. relations is not going to move very many votes.
Although there are some pretty significant foreign policy issues right now that I think people are more focused on foreign policy now than they thought they would be 6 months ago, but I do agree with you, and I do think that that Governor Obama determined that this election was not going to be won or lost on foreign policy as we now know it, but on the domestic issues. So I was expecting that too. But let's take a few minutes and let's segment these, because we can't do them both at the same time. Because some of the polls did this too. They said, okay, how did you think they did on foreign policy, and how did you think they did on domestic? But from a foreign policy standpoint, the snap polls are giving it to Obama.
Yeah, because, well, it's and as they should, because and it depends on how you score it. If you score it on who had more grasp of the details, well, the sitting president does, and he's supposed to.
Right.
But I think they were asking the wrong question. Because the real test here for Romney, and he knew this, was he needed to show himself to be presidential and to have enough of a grasp that if he were getting the daily security briefing in the Oval Office, that he would know what to do with that information. And I think he passed that test with flying colors. So I think if you say who won the debate, you know, just kind of sitting out there in space, that's one thing. But this is campaigns are it's not arithmetic, it's calculus. Every time you change one thing,
right? It's a chess game, isn't it? It's really,
yeah,
it's
exactly. So I think on that level, Jim, I really think Romney did everything he needed to do, as you were saying in the beginning of this segment. He did everything he needed to do to maintain his momentum, and I'll be really surprised if last night does anything to change the way people view this campaign.
I agree. He also, it was clear that he needed to make everyone, especially women, believe that he was not going to show up in the Oval Office every morning packing heat.
Right, which is exactly, remember, what Reagan had to do in 1980.
Yep.
In his debate against Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
He also did it successfully. Didn't know as much as Jimmy Carter did, didn't have to know, but made people say, well, you know, I think he can do this job, and I don't think that Carter can. Carter's had 4 years to prove it, and he couldn't do it. And I think, I mean, the reason that this thing has changed is because that process has been going on since the first debate,
right,
back in, you know, about 4 weeks ago.
Well, it was clear from the first 90 seconds, in my opinion, when the first question was about Libya, when Romney didn't mount an attack, didn't bring up any of the facts, didn't reprise the thing that he was trying to do with Candy Crowley in the last debate that basically got shot down, when he didn't do that, I said, oh, so this is how it's going to be today.
Exactly. Yeah, you were very prescient. That's right. It wasn't going to be a test of who was the best student over the last 5 days sitting with their briefing books. It was going to be a test, the Romney people felt, of how well each candidate presents himself to those that ever-slimming number of people who haven't yet made up their mind.
Well, I agree with you. Maybe from a voter standpoint, if you're scoring this, somebody has to win the game. Then I guess you know I can see where some people would give it to Obama. But if you're saying okay, who had to accomplish, you know, what did Romney have to accomplish in order not to lose and to just maintain his momentum and to look presidential? And if that was his primary objective, he actually won the debate.
That's what I wrote. Absolutely. Yeah. I said Romney won. I didn't have any question in my mind.
I agree with that.
And I got calls from reporters late last night saying, how can you say that? And when I walked through that exact sequence, they went, oh, okay.
Well, it's interesting, though, that Romney did push back on Obama. There were several points where he pushed back. When he said, you know, he talked about Syria. He pushed back on him on Syria. He said he has concerns about Pakistan. He pushed back on the comment that he made to Medvedev about Putin, about what right. Obama said. So he got some shots in, but it wasn't a sustained mounted attack.
No, and the other side, what I also wrote was that it was also evident early on that the tactics that the Obama team used in the second debate, say something good about what I've done, and then immediately pivot and attack Romney on that same subject
right.
on every single question, they decided to do that again. It didn't work all the way through because, as you say, Romney disrupted the flow, and I thought very well, but,
did you think,
was their tactic.
How did you think Obama's treatment of Romney when he was coming back at him with his responses? How did you think he sounded?
In the middle of the debate, I thought Obama sagged pretty badly, and I even tweeted that it seemed to me that he looked like he was getting a little desperate because he could feel himself slipping back into debate number one. Then he sort of gathered himself and rallied for the last
30
minutes.
I don't think he helped himself by trying to be disrespectful to Governor Ryan. I don't think that helped.
I think that made everybody cringe.
I do, too.
And by the way, he was wrong because the Marines still use bayonets.
Exactly. By the way, we poll our audience this week about this. Foreign policy is the topic of next presidential debate, we said. What do you think about the Obama administration's track record? 15% said they thought it was successful. 78% said Obama's foreign policies have failed. So small business owners, at least our audience, doesn't like the Obama foreign policy. So, folks, this is right off the website. You can go see it yourself. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.